Beyond the next jump, they discovered a dazzling construction of crystal and mirrors. When all were through, assembling in half packs across a cavernous space of glassy facets and reflective ceilings, Bulvay called the packmasters for conference. When they spoke, their voices echoed back bizarrely, as though from a space even more vast than the one it seemed they occupied.
I see at least three possible routes. A short recon, 5 minutes, and then we reconvene here.
He was going to continue when he noticed Jürgen was looking past him, back towards the portal.
That bodes ill.
Looking back, Bulvay saw that the energy gate had disappeared, leaving only a simple plinth of metal and stone. He could see the angled crystal of the far wall through it. Halvdan stepped behind the gate and waved his arm, perfectly visible the whole time.
Perhaps it is a good thing. We have reached the end of the line, the center of this wretched maze of portals.
With nowhere else to run. The plan does not change. We investigate and report back. Three forces.
Bulvay indicated the largest archway a few dozen meters ahead and set off with his veterans. Their boots rang loudly on the hard floor, made of glassaic patterns almost black in their darkness, flecked with grey and red. Reaching the passageway, he found the walls were of a thick, semi-opaque crystalline substance that took no mark, even when Bulvay wrapped his axe hard against it. Halvdan leaned close to peer through, with Ranulf behind him.
I can see something distant, like a tower. Lots of towers.
Jürgen pointed with his bolter.
Up there, too.
Bulvay looked up and saw that the ceiling was much clearer. But instead of a sky, he saw what looked to be a landscape of walls and keeps, half-seen jagged towers linked by arching bridges in a maddening labyrinth of walkways and alleys, all made of silver, crystal, and shadow.
It's like a castle or something. At the center!
Ranulf was looking in the opposite direction to Bulvay, but seemed to be describing the same scene.
I see towers with thousands of windows!
Whichever way he looked, the old wolf saw the same view, or near enough. Then he took a few steps, and the angle changed dramatically, so that only meters further on it seemed that he stood almost directly over the huge maze, looking down into innumerable mirrored courtyards and cloisters.
It's almost like...
By the Allfather, look!
Halvdan was pointing to where a transparent tunnel bridged a wide gap not far away. A squad of space wolves, their markings unidentifiable, walked overhead. But they seemed to be advancing along the ceiling and not the floor. Other packs could be glimpsed, making their way through the maddening passages, some of them impossibly distant already, or appearing only in fractured inversions. The small chamber beyond was one of many, all hexagonal and linked by square arches. As the old guard moved onwards, the honeycomb continued, the rooms varying in size but not shape, the walls, floor, and ceilings mirrored, so that reflections of the space wolves accompanied them to each side, and above and below. Ranulf stopped to look at himself.
Wait, that isn't right!
Bulvay looked at his own image and saw that it was not quite perfect, like a skewed projection from the wrong side of where he was looking. He glimpsed movement behind him and turned sharply. Eldingfafal at the ready. There was nothing in the room. But on the edge of his vision, he caught other shapes and figures, barely visible in the reflective glass. The wary snarls and growls of the other legionaries indicated that they had noticed it too. Even as he watched, Bulvay saw the reflection to his right change, the image distorted, the limbs lengthening while plasma pistol and axe became serrated claws jutting from the beast's fingers. Pale, yellow eyes with slit pupils glared back at the old wolf, the entire illusion moving to match him as he stepped back and raised his hand.
Do not be deceived, brothers. These are merely...
The mirrors exploded, showering Bulvay and his companions with slashing shards of blood-red crystal. In seconds, the chamber was filled with snarling, clawing, howling monstrosities. Bulvi's wolf self bore him down with the surprise and weight of its charge, claws raking and scrabbling at his chest, saliva-flecked fangs snapping just inches from his faceplate. Falling onto his back, the old wolf had his arms pinned, Eldingvafal and pistol useless. A long claw punched through his gorget seal and grazed the clavicle, its edge keen enough to saw through bone. With a roar, he kicked himself free of the monster's grip. All around him, the old guard battered and wrestled with the wolfkin, their armor broken, flesh slashed by monstrous facsimiles of themselves.
Hold fast, warriors of Fenris! We will not be... Oh!
The Bulvi wolf leapt to the attack again, an impossibly strong arm wrapped around the wolf lord's throat as it slipped behind him. The retort of a bolter right next to his head startled Bulvi. He felt the weight slip from his back and staggered around just in time to see Ranulf, his weapon still smoky. An instant later, another fanged monster leapt on the warrior. A pair of sword-like claws erupted from Ranulf's chest as he fell, spattering Bulvi with blood.
No!
His plasma pistol vaporized the creature's head and chest, the blast at such close range that heat warnings flashed across his warplate systems. Bolters roaring, the old guard fought back. But with every stray round, more mirrored walls shattered, and through the breaches clambered fresh waves of wolfen beasts. All sense of command was lost. The Vox was a mess of conflicting reports and disjointed shouts from the other squads. Bulvi almost tripped over Ranulf's corpse as he batted away a clawed hand with the haft of his axe. He reversed his swing and hacked the creature's head from its body to reveal another pulling itself through from beyond a splintered wall. Darkness and vague lights swirled beyond the creature.
And so, a path is revealed!
Bulvi leapt towards the incoming beast, his axe meeting its throat as it jumped into the chamber. Not stopping to check whether it was dead, Bulvi crashed shoulder first through the remaining crystal, hurling himself out into the half-seen void beyond. He fell. Above, he saw sprinkles of light receding, and silhouetted against the gleam, the figures of his old guard following their commander. Everything froze. For an instant, or an eternity, Bulvi looked at the stark plateau of his warriors spilling from the broken citadel of glass, some still entangled with the wolfkin, falling with him into endless night. Light engulfed them, burning brighter and brighter from within the maze-like structure. It became so fierce that Bulvi's auto-senses had to shut down, plunging him from whiteness to darkness. He was completely aware of everything that transpired, and felt the moment exactly when there was solid footing beneath him. The darkness slowly lifted to reveal a domed hall impossibly vast. Around him a battle raged, though silent and motionless for the moment, as though bound in amber. Thousand suns and space walls were locked in a frozen tableau, with no sign of the wolfkin or the crystal labyrinth in sight. Bulvi could see two portals. They were both active, each a circle of iridescent energy. He recognized smoke-shrouded Tiska beyond the one on the right. Through the other was a long corridor, much like the crystal passage they had just left, though intact.
You are destroying us all!
He turned and saw the sorcerer, Issachar Orr, striding towards him.
Your blundering weakens the fabric of the portal maze. These are delicately contrived creations. Stop, for all our sakes!
Bulvi took a step towards the son of Magnus, his pistol rising a fraction. The sorcerer lifted up empty hands as he walked.
I am unarmed, as you can see.
Orr walked past Bulvi and several legionaries locked in hand-to-hand combat until he stood between the two portals. He gestured to the one to Tiska, the image wavering like a visual feed losing its clarity.
Attack me, and you will never see the real universe again.
The wolf and the dog do not play together. I do not bargain with the Emperor's enemies. You!
Silence, you oaf! These portals are exceptionally fine-tuned. Each time you barge through one, you are upsetting
a harmonious matrix of forces that took centuries to put into place. Each gateway needs to be calibrated, orientated, and verified before and after each translation. It is mostly luck that I was able to get us here, to the stasis heart.
What have you done with my warriors?
These wolves.
Orr gestured towards the frozen scene of battle.
They are in temporal paralysis. Momentarily, I will release them, along with my own brothers. We will call a ceasefire, you and I. I will surrender to your custody. And then, we will all return to Tizca and escape this awful mess that you have created.
What of the others? The ones lost in the maze?
I cannot vouch for their continued survival. What they have done threatens the fabric of Prospero itself and other worlds besides. The labyrinth will purge them eventually, when we have restored some semblance of control.
Purge them?
Orr nodded.
Like an organism, expunging a foreign body.
You willingly surrender?
It seems to be the only way that any of us will get back to Prospero alive.
No. The Wolf King was very clear. I cannot accept your surrender.
Bullseye fired. The plasma blast ripped open Orr's chest, flinging broken warplate and charred flesh. Like a pressure seal bursting, time reasserted itself. With thunderclap shock, the turmoil and clamor of battle engulfed Bulvi. Bolts and missiles screamed past, the snarls of the space wolves and battle cries of the thousand suns filling the immense chamber. The old wolf spun towards the Tizca portal. Silvered spires were still plainly visible through the arch. With a wolf lord suddenly in their midst, the thousand suns were thrown into disarray, and Bulvi hewed the legs from under a retreating traitor. A ragged whisper drew his attention to where Issachar Orr crawled closer.
My brothers are still lost, and yours at large. We will not rest until all have been found.
Orr summoned enough strength to spit blood at Bulvi's feet.
Error carries away the unteachable.
The old wolf smiled cruelly, readying his axe.
A gift should be repaid in kind!
He split the sorcerer's skull, and the Tizca portal flickered and died with him. Bulvi saw that the other was still open, heading back into the cosmic labyrinth. Several of the thousand suns withdrew through the shimmering veil, disappearing from view. He charged, plasma pistol spitting ruin, Eldingvafau making a bloody cleft of another foe's head. Bulvi's war cry echoed as he leapt towards the open portal. Jürgen stepped over the body of a fallen son of Magnus, his blade wet and red.
Did you destroy our way home, old wolf? Are we to head further into the nightmare labyrinth of the half-warp forever?
Bulvi roared with laughter.
We were not born for easy deaths, my wolf brothers. Into the maze, wherever it leads, and spare none the blade of retribution!